KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Former State Senator Justin Eichhorn is being released to a halfway house in Duluth, a federal judge ruled on Wednesday. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The Star Tribune reports from the in-person hearing in St. Paul that Judge Shannon Elkins says the government failed to meet its burden. Federal prosecutors had requested to keep Eichhorn jailed for the federal charge he faces for soliciting someone under 18 for prostitution. Elkins also says she did not believe Eichhorn was a flight risk and cited his lack of criminal record and ties to the community. Prosecutors had asked for Eichhorn to remain jailed in a motion filed Sunday. They alleged that he attempted to obstruct the investigation by lying about having a gun in his St. Paul apartment and by asking a, quote, close associate to retrieve a laptop from the residence. During testimony on Wednesday, Eichhorn's attorney Charles Hawkins identified the associate as Eichhorn's wife, Brittany. His attorneys say the jailhouse conversation was cherry-picked by prosecutors and instead showed a discussion about their business and her need to get the laptop for those purposes. Brittany Eichhorn has since filed for divorce in Itasca County District Court. In the halfway house, Justin Eichhorn will be subject to GPS monitoring. Eichhorn was one of 8 men arrested in a law enforcement sting operation in Bloomington after he responded to an online ad for paid sex. He arranged to meet who he allegedly believed was a 17-year-old girl, but was instead an undercover officer. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Republican Senator Robert Farnsworth of Hibbing was elected chair of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board in a special meeting Wednesday. Eichhorn was named the IRRB chair last month. The winner of the special election to fill his seat will serve on the board. Filings opened Wednesday for the Senate District 6 special election. 5 Republicans have officially entered the race as of Wednesday evening. Steve Kotariu of Merrifield, Doug Kern of Brainerd, Dr. John Howe of Grand Rapids, and Carrie Heintzman and Jennifer Carnahan of Nisswa. Candidates have until April 1st to file. Early voting for the special primary will begin April 9th. Primary election day is April 15th. A school bus load of children were dropped off unexpectedly Tuesday in rural Crow Wing Township. The Star Tribune reports 2 fourth graders jumped in to save the day after their bus driver suffered a medical emergency on their ride home from school. Lucy Marshall spoke to the 74-year-old bus driver about missing a stop, but he didn't respond. Brainerd Superintendent Peter Grant told the Star Tribune that the driver didn't know where he was. The bus stopped on 100th Street, some 4 miles south of downtown Brainerd. Marshall and Cabe Story ushered their fellow students off the bus and had them stand on the side of the road. The Brainerd Dispatch reports the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office and Brainerd Police responded to the report of children asking for assistance just after 3 p.m. The children were found about 10 minutes later. The dispatch reports the driver was found another 2 miles from where the kids were dropped off and transported to Essentia Health St. Joseph's Medical Center. According to the sheriff's office, he was last listed in serious condition. Sanford Health Bemidji's frontline workers were recognized and celebrated at the annual Sanford Health Improvement Symposium last week. Larissa Donovan was there and has more.
Sanford Bemidji is the largest employer in the Bemidji area, and the symposium featured research projects done across the hospital system to improve safety and patient experience while also making hospital operations more efficient. In cardiology's heart failure program, registered nurses Anna and Melinda focused on readmissions and found solutions through patient and staff education. Heart failure is the leading cause of hospital readmissions there.
We had noticed that our numbers were increasing over the past couple of years. So we started focusing on that because when patients are readmitted, it does decrease their lifespan and their quality of life, and it costs the hospital billions of dollars as well.
Any Sanford Bemidji regional employee was invited to submit their performance improvement ideas for the symposium, with each department expected to submit at least one project. Awards were granted for first, second, and third places. The winning project came from the emergency department, which looked at how reassessing patients' pain in a more timely manner can improve safety and satisfaction. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.